have another question, which is how could people who live in long-term actually see any benefits from these projects? Are there examples that you know of how people could actually benefit locally?
Sure. There are different models that are out there that would dictate various types of benefit. One of the pieces that we hear a lot about is this potential for job creation. That clearly will depend on where the infrastructure exists for the manufacturing and installation pieces of these projects, as well as the longer-term needs around operations and maintenance. There's the figure of 15,000 jobs created to meet Maine's goals, and discussion as to whether or not Maine will see those jobs or not, but certainly that is a real interest that's driving this discussion, is to try to create some jobs around it. We do know from a price perspective that offshore wind, commercial offshore wind, will be more expensive than what we're currently paying for at the beginning as the industry begins to develop, but that the hope is that as the industry expands, it could bring us more affordable power that could at least be stabilized over a longer period of time. And certainly when you reflect the externalities of using fossil fuel, both in terms of the environmental impact and the vulnerabilities that we may see as a state and nation, there could be benefits there as well. Some other pieces that we're particularly interested in here at the Island Institute are pieces around the potential for an ownership stake from communities, or the ability for individuals, organizations, businesses that are local to put equity into a project. There is a model further down the Atlantic seaboard for around a company called Fisherman's Energy, where commercial fishermen were able to invest in that project. And as I mentioned earlier, there's the Vineyard Power proposal off of Martha's Vineyard that would be a public consumer-owned electric cooperative on Martha's Vineyard working in partnership with a private offshore wind developer, basically to own a piece of a commercial offshore wind project that could get them lower and more stabilized energy costs for members of that electric cooperative on Martha's Vineyard. So I think there are different models and a lot of different ideas around those benefits that I think that, as we've heard to date, there's a lot of interest in how that would work here in the state of Maine.